They have sent word to Fort Fines about the moving of the people from Fort Summers. So the word came back from there, they move on again. It took them all day from Fort Wingate to Fort Wingate to reach Fort Fines. There they stayed for at least 1.5 months, and they've been sending them back to places where they want to go. And while they were at Fort Wingate, the government has been issuing out a lot of things to the people there, like hoe, ropes, shovels, anything that people can use. And so that's the way the Navajo been spread it out again. They were turned loose to where they want to go. And finally, about 1 year later, there was some of them came back saying that they are doing fine out through the country. They had to keep up with the red coat. They behaved themselves. Nobody don't want to go nowhere. There was different kinds of lawmen sent throughout the Navajo Reservation. All this time, they've been doing this for quite a while. Finally, they got to where they've learned all these things. But a number of the Navajo was raising corn then throughout the country. Most of the corn that has been raised was in the canyon of Canyon de Chelly, because a reason why it is planted in that area is because of the during the time of the Fort Summers time at Fort Summer, they have learned quite a bit about planting and corn. And how to use it. Here the red coat was above the Navajo for many years until the Indians had yet settled everything at all. Finally they got to learn a way of having good stock of corn in the winter. From here on, it spread it out through the Navajo Nation. Most of the corn seed was being brought up from the canyon to Shea Canyon. And people had scattered all over, like the corn. And so, this is a story of a man named by Chi Chi. He says that he's got some more stories, so we let him rest for a while, according to his age. While he is in Fort Sumter, he learned all of this trait by raising good kinds of corn. During this time, my folks went up to my brother's place. There was just a very few people as think that the general that used to be at Fort Sumter during the time of the treaty. So this is what I'm telling you today, that I have a very little story known from the Long Walk. This was what it was. And I'm going to tell you a little about Jesus Arisa. Jesus Arisa was captured when he was a little boy. This is the way that Navajo people had been transported from the Long Walk from Fort Sumter back to their home reservation. There are quite a different numbers of stories that it's been set up in the past time during the time of the treaty back to 45. Since then, the Navajo people has well known of their country as a manner of stockmen, that they have learned how to raise stocks. These things that has been taught in Fort Sumter's time, most of the Navajo people had a very good learning in behavior. So when they got back to the reservation, they made it their trade, and they made it their living. Corn was known as a fact of eating part in their days. They learned how to raise corn in all different ways. Before that, they have already known all these things. flower was known as a new way of life. So was coffee and sugar. Clothing was very scarcely set up by the government. From there on, the Navajo people themselves, they have learned a way to live right. And up to today, it took them about 100 years to get more better than they were in 1868. In the way of people, Navajo people, that mostly quite a few of the Anglos thinks that the Navajo people looks like they are pretty smart people. As they've been taught once and then they never forget. They keep on the same road until they reach what they have today. Today we have more younger generation that has a very well good education, as they know that it is better for them. During the treaty of the Navajos and the government, education was set up between the government and the Navajo. Today it is known that the Navajo kept their word in the education part. As we know of today, that Navajo people as well acquainted with white people and other nationality throughout the world. Most of the Navajo people are known as a good warrior. In a place like they go across ocean, they have a number of Navajo boys that has been in the service for many years in the battlefield, that they know that they can do things that what a white man don't do. So I think the Navajo Nation has a very good idea by living up to its state to 1969. So people think that between 1869 and 1969 is about 100 years today. So we are very glad and happy about the government has done for us through the past year. So I will be keeping continuing on my next record. So I sure do thank you for listening to me for this long, and excuse me for my education.